far as today, Benny still did not practice. Just did a little bit pre-practice. DT was limited. Took another step forward, I think. Jeff Ironman was limited. Sombrio was full. Ferenc, Ware, Wynn, Wolf. Let me get that right. Sombrio, Ferenc, Ware, and Wynn were full. I don't know how we listed Derek today. I apologize. Derek, there's some portions that Derek didn't take, Wolf, so I think we list him as limited. I don't have it on my list, so I'll get that to y'all. Go ahead. His neck sore, and he practiced yesterday, got a little sore on him, so we kind of protect him a little bit today. Took a bunch of walkthroughs, a bunch of those type of things. We'll see where he's at tomorrow.
He felt like they were targeting him a little bit. Did you guys see anything in film that they were targeting him?
Troy, I mean, like I said, I was asked that before. I mean, it was a physical football game, so. But I think, you know, we just got to hopefully get him to game day, and hopefully it'll be better tomorrow.
How big has Virgil Green been, you know, with the depth at tight end that he's that Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, I tell you, you know, it's been an issue for us, you know, for a long time with Jeff missing so much time. And then we bring John in here, and John got hurt, so we had some issues going on. The fact that Virgil's held up the way he has and is becoming the player that he's become has been a big positive for our football team. So, yeah, Virgil, I think Virgil's taking advantage of at a point in his career to be a starter and doing a really good job.
How do you think Justin did first game out?
Justin. Which Justin?
Simmons.
Simmons, okay. It's been a long day, guys. Simmons, he played young. Okay, you know, if you really look at the game, you know, you look at, you know, Justin, okay, you look at Book, you know, you look at our punter, you look at young players that we're counting on a bunch, you know, they had some struggles in the game, they made some mistakes in the game, so, but we're counting on those guys becoming players, and the only way they become players is if we continue to push them through and put them in position, so all three of those guys played a little young last week and got to be better this week. Sorry about that.
Coach, you said Demarius yesterday played a third of the snaps, practiced a third of the snaps. Did a little more today. Is that like half?
I would say pretty much took maybe the same amount of snaps. It's just his snaps are a little bit more significant as far as what we asked him to do, running routes and stuff, as compared to yesterday.
Were you happy with what you saw, the progression that he made from
yesterday? Yeah, I am. He ran really well today, and, you know, particular things that we do for him, we try to script him the right way so he gets those repped and not have him wasting, you know, wasting a lot of running in other areas. So just trying to be smart with him.
Gary, the numbers suggest that when Janovich is on the field, the team runs the ball more effectively. Are you seeing that on tape too?
Yeah, I mean, we did. We had some big plays, you know, with some of our ISOs, and then obviously his short yardage play was the biggest play. So, you know, we'd like to run some two-back offense, and Andy gives us a chance to do that. And it'll be important to watch how much he can grow, you know, so what we can do. But we feel good in one-back, too. You know, we're a pretty good three-wide receiver team. We played some four-wide, so you got to be able to do both.
How do you balance with Book? I mean, he fumbled at a crucial mm-hmm. time, so you can't be putting him right back out there. But then if you don't put him back out, you worry about the mental part of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, boy, it's tough, you know, start your career with that. But I think of a lot of great quarterbacks that may have started with some bad opening days. So, you know, we believe in Book. He's going to be a really good player. And, you know, I think the thing you just realized, those young guys, all of a sudden they went from preseason to that game, and to watch the intensity pick up, just everything pick up, the importance of every play pick up. So I'm expecting all those kids to grow this week.
Coach, you've got the walk to end Alzheimer's this weekend. How important is that to the organization?
Well, I mean, obviously it's very important. You know, it's obviously want to support the Bolin family, you know, Mr. B, and wish he was here with us on a daily basis. But it's very important to us that we continue to support it. And I know it's very important to the family. So we as a team will definitely do that.
You guys had DeMarcus on a play count where he still was able to get those 1.5 sacks. Do you think he's stronger in that new role?
I think DeMarcus is an amazing condition athlete. You know, I mean, you watch, you know, we had some guys in the game get tired that, you know, you go from playing so many plays to playing 60 or 70 last week. So that's always an adjustment in this league. It didn't affect DeMarcus. I think he played 30, could have played more. But we're committed to keeping him on a progression here and not going from, say, okay, he's fine now, let's go. We're going to stay on a progression here as we work into the season.
If Wolf is limited a little, who's the next man up there? Is that Wynn or is it?
Well, I think it's all of them, Troy. I mean, we're going to rotate guys, you know, and see. So, you know, if the fact that he did not practice much today, those guys got a ton of reps. And, you know, if we're suiting six, that's a lot of guys to play. So,
Jerry Lux, I know you've only had one full game to look at. Lux said this week that your game last season affected or
made him consider how he played? Did you see any differences in the first game?
Well, I think, you know, you look at some protections and stuff, and you notice their commitment to doing everything they can to keep him clean, you know, those type of thing. I mean, they've got a really good back. They got down last week, so they, you know, had to throw it a bunch. But if you don't stop the run, you're in trouble because they've got a really good back. But I just think the more you play, Jeff, you know, you get as a quarterback, you just grow as a player. You know, when, okay, I don't have to make that play, or, you know, I don't have to sit there and hold the ball and this down. So I think that comes with just playing. And obviously, he's becoming a great player.
To go off of that, Gary, I think Pagano said yesterday that in that first game, they saw so much better decision-making by him in terms of, you said, protecting him and getting go to the check down as opposed to...
Well, the thing I was impressed with, when you get down, was 21-3 in this league, a lot of times quarterbacks, you'll make poor decisions because you feel like you got to go score the next 18 points in the next play, you know. You watch Sam, he just stayed composed, kept playing all day, made the most out of every possession, and really his patience and what he did kept him in the game and got him back in position to win. So you see the growth, you know, and we know he's a great player, but you see the maturity of playing a bunch.
You've been around Chuck Pagano, what are some of the hallmarks of his defense?
Well, I tell you, first off, he knows how to bust protection schemes, Jeff. I mean, you better know how to protect your quarterback on game day against him. He's excellent at that. You know, I've been against Chuck many, many times. And then Ted Monachino, who's the coordinator now, I was with in Baltimore. So I got a lot of respect for them guys. They do a lot of things defensively. And, you know, we got a young quarterback, a young fullback to prepare for a lot of stuff. We went from a 4-3 team to a 3-4 team. That goes from assignment not being real difficult to get more complicated, so it's an adjustment for us this week.
Coach, Hall of Fame released their first list of nominees for this upcoming class. A lot of guys that you coached on that list, Tommy Nalen, TD. Do you take a little bit of pride when you see guys that you coach, that you work with, show up on lists like that?
Means you're getting old. That's what that means. No, that's pretty cool. I haven't seen it, but those names you just mentioned, obviously some great players, and, you know, I've been fortunate, been around some great ones, been to that day a couple times, you know, with John, who else was I with, Zim or Shannon, or, you know, I can't remember. I've been there a couple of times for those, you know, festivities and stuff, and, boy, I sure hope to go again a couple more times.
You hoping to get Hireman involved a little bit this week?
Well, we'll see. You know, he's practiced well. He's held up these 2 days of practice. You know, he's got to hold up all week. So, you know, it's kind of a lot of guys come out here practicing, ready to play on Sunday. For Jeff, this is a big audition. Hey, I'm back. I'm healthy. So far, so good for 2 days. We'll see.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Okay, you have a good day.
Thanks, Coach.